Well, hi, this is Nicole Brandon from Hourglass Brides, and welcome to our show. We have such an exciting show today. This is actually one of those episodes that I know that so many people have been waiting for and writing to us and calling us and asking us when we're going to have this, but today's show is on how to buy the house of your dreams and how to buy your dream house. And I know ever since I was a little girl, don't we always want to live in the fairy tale castle? And this is really something that we only have, you know, as women, as beings, so many dreams that we've had ever since we were little. And one of those is getting married and falling in love. And the other, of course, is having the house of our dreams and that place to raise our family and that place to call ours and that we can call our home. And home is the most important thing. And so today's guest is Melissa Santana, and she's from Keller Williams Realty. And Melissa is not just a realtor. Melissa really is that realtor that puts people into their dream house. And I can tell you firsthand, I work with Melissa, and we'll talk about that a little bit on the show. But Melissa actually helped me sell and buy a home. And it's just the way in which she works, the way in which she opens doors that you never even thought were possible for you to be able to have the house of your dreams and the life that you've always wanted to live. It's just amazing. So we're going to ask her how she does that and how she can most specifically do it for you. Melissa is originally from Richmond, Virginia, one of my favorite places. And after graduating Emerson College with a bachelor degree in arts communication in Boston, Massachusetts, she moved to Los Angeles. Lucky for me, lucky for us who have her here. And she landed a job at The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. How much fun would that be? So we'll get to ask her all sorts of questions. She worked on the show for over 6 years as a production assistant and then as the music coordinator. And in 1999, she moved over to Access Hollywood to be a music assistant producer. So imagine all the contacts that she has. Imagine all of the people that she has met. And imagine all of the dreams that she has fulfilled. In 2001, she left the entertainment industry to marry. We're so excited that she got married because this is a bridal show. And she became a mom to two beautiful boys who I've met. And in between raising children, Melissa acquired her real estate license. And at first, her area of focus was investment properties, and now her real estate expertise includes any type of real estate sales, listing, selling, leasing homes, condominiums, townhouses, commercial properties, standard sales, REOs, and short sales, and most specifically, she helps people find their dream house. Her experience working with high-profile music artists and actors in the entertainment industry gave her the edge in maintaining client communication. She's negotiated contracts, coordinated transactions from the inception to the close of escrow. She has the ability to make everyone feel like a star with discreet professionalism. And when we sold my condominium, we actually put it on a television show. And Melissa will be able to tell you how we were able to do that. I mean, it's amazing how she can align you with your dreams, with your right clients, with your right property. And, you know, even if you're just right down the street or even if you're in another state, if you're in Alabama, if you're in Arkansas, if you're listening in from Maryland, she can help you, whatever city, whatever state you're in. I would highly recommend that you want to reach out to Melissa for all your house and home needs. She served on the board of directors and as presidents of community associations. And she's just one of the most amazing people. She's on the Women's Council of Realtors. And we're very, very, very lucky to have the guest that we have been waiting for so very long. So let's welcome today Melissa Santana and How to Buy Your Dream Home. Melissa, welcome to our show.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me today. I'm very excited to be able to talk to everybody and give them some advice. I'm very excited because home ownership is one of the most amazing things that you can do in your lifetime.
And I'm so thrilled, too, because I think these two things really do go together, don't they? Getting married and buying a home, starting your house, starting. I mean, you would think that these two steps are just literally parallel side by side.
Right. Well, they're all, it has to be done. I think it's the next step, especially when you're getting married. And then, of course, what happens next? You're going to start the family. So most people you find out want to find a home where they can start their family and grow. So so it does. It turns out to be right after the wedding for the most part. Well, actually now I even find people looking for homes prior to their wedding just because the interest rates are so low and the way the market is changing so rapidly. But home ownership is the next step after marriage.
Okay, and would you recommend, you and I were talking earlier, and you were saying that you think it's a great gift for parents or family to give a bride or groom, instead of dishes or instead of money or instead of a vacation, is it the best gift to give somebody a house or a down payment for a house?
Absolutely. I think right now, with interest rates so low, and one of the biggest problems, you know, out in California, of course, because our home value is so high, but across the nation, the down payment, and, you know, that's the hardest thing for people to collect and have the money for actually home ownership, because now you have to at least have 3.5% down, and you want to actually put more down to get the best interest rates. So one of the best gifts that you can have for a new bride, a newlywed, for the family, is to actually consider, instead of spending a lot of money on the wedding or spending, you know, a lot of money on, like you said, dishes and things that maybe you don't even have the home to put into yet, or a very expensive honeymoon or vacation or new car, give them the gift of wealth. Because basically that's what you're doing when you're purchasing a home, especially right now. And for those out there who haven't realized it yet, the market has turned. We are beyond the bottom of the market right now. We are starting to slowly inch up. I mean, California alone, and I know that's just because where I live and work, since January, our home prices have gone up 9%. And and rates across the nation, equity, property value has gone up in different percentages in different states. So right now, not only are you giving them the gift of a home, you're also giving them the gift of growing equity and wealth in the long run, in their lifetime. So it's just a valuable thing you can do. You know, even if, you know, start a fund, but, you know, have a wedding fund where you say, instead of giving me, you know, like you said, dishes or new furniture, give me money to put towards our down payment, towards property.
What a great gift. And now when somebody is doing that and they're buying a house and they're starting as a couple, what are the things they look for? Do they look for, like, the right school districts, or do you look for, I mean, when it's a new couple, are you looking at something different than you would look at for somebody else?
A lot of times, the couples will come to me, and this is a very, very good piece of advice for everyone. You want to come up with your list of wants versus needs. You know, everyone wants a 5-bedroom with a swimming pool and, you know, the white picket fence. But to be honest with you, that's not necessarily something you need. So it's very, very important to come up with your wants and needs as a new couple. To be honest with you, like, things like swimming pools are actually very, very expensive. And the number one aspect, though, that if anyone comes home with something that we have talked about today, of what you have learned today on this talk show, would be most important thing is be concerned about your finances. You don't want to be house poor. And I actually call it the kid in the candy store syndrome, because I have two small kids. And here's the thing, you can give your child 50 cents and they go in the candy store and they want, you know, the big $2 chocolate bar, but they can't afford it. And it's the same thing. Don't start looking at a property or don't start looking at homes until you have your finances in order. Go in and talk to a mortgage lender. And if you're working with any agent, any professional in the industry who is a good one, they'll tell you that first. Don't waste your time on an agent who's willing to take you out and show your property that you may or may not ever be able to get into, because it's not doing you a favor, you know. And that's why I said, you know, if you can't afford that lollipop and you're able to afford the piece of bubblegum instead, then what good is it for you to go and look for 3 months at the lollipop houses, right? Do you see that analogy there? So the number one thing that all couples should be doing is getting their finances in order. And you go to a very good lender. There's many, many of them out there. And I can actually refer you to good lenders right now that actually have fantastic programs for first-time home buyers. They have down payment assistance. There's actually a program called the LIV that I know about that gives $30,000 to people who make moderate income for their down payment. So it's things like that, like get your finances in order. Don't start looking at property that you don't even know you can afford. It's very, very important.
That's great advice. And we didn't, you know, you didn't even know that those programs are out there for people. I mean, what an open door for someone to start their life and to start their dream and to start their fantasy. So it's so great. We have somebody here on the line. Hold on one second. I'm going to check in. Hi, Tal. It's Nicole. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Okay. I thought you had a question. So nice to see you here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just going to listen.
Sweet.
Try to learn.
I love it.
Absolutely. Well, so nice to hear your voice. Thank you. All right, I'll put you back on hold. That's so much fun because I never know if somebody has a pressing question for me or if somebody, as I see their name popping up here right before my eyes. But that's, thank you very much for doing that. But that's so great to see. So I've got a question. So we're talking about dream houses, and you're saying, okay, the bubble gum instead of the lollipop. But you could have a delicious piece of bubble gum, right? I mean, you can actually,
absolutely,
even if you just have a little bit of money, you could have something that you love, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why you brought up the wants versus your needs. You know, you can sit down as a new couple and come up with what you really want in the life, what's the must-have and what you really need. And there are some beautiful, beautiful homes out there now. Even though prices are on the rise, you are still getting an amazing deal on property right now. And, you know, of course, in California, we have beautiful, beautiful homes and everything. But across the nation, their homes are more affordable right now. And you're going to find exactly what you're looking for as long as you know what you're looking for. So it's a very, very valuable thing to come up with your list of wants and needs. Also, Nicole, I wanted to touch base real quick as we're talking about money. Just a little note for all of our renters out there, and because a lot of new couples decide, oh, we're going to rent first instead of buy. It is less expensive right now to own a home than it is to rent, plus you get the tax benefits. So also for all you renters out there, you know, that's why you need to take the time and you need to run the numbers. California, for example, our median rental price range is like over $2,000 a month. Well, a $400,000 mortgage right now at about 4%, we went up a little bit last week, by the way, but about 4% interest is about $1,900. And you're getting the tax benefit, the credit, the first-time homebuyer credit, all that good stuff. And like I said, you're building your wealth. So just home ownership is an amazing opportunity right now.
That's fantastic. Now, somebody that's in another state, they can find you and you can help them, right? They don't have to be in California for you to help them get into their dream house. So how would they do that?
Absolutely. You know what? I am fortunate enough to work with one of in April, Keller Williams was named the number one national real estate company across the nation. And we have a fantastic referral system. So if anyone is looking for an agent, contact me. You can contact me either via email at melissa.centeno@sbcglobal.net. That's my email address. You can Facebook me at Melissa C. Real Estate on my Facebook. And also, I think my numbers are all posted. If you actually just Google me, Melissa Centeno, I actually come up on Google and stuff like that because, as you know from my background, Nicole, I'm a big media person. I do a lot of YouTube videos for my buyers and my sellers. Because of my experience, I'm multimedia associated whenever I do a listing or sell a home, actually. That's actually a funny little story in and of itself. You want me to share a little story with you that just happened recently?
Sure. I would love
it. On my YouTube channel, if anybody logs into my YouTube channel, which is Centeno Realtor, I had the amazing opportunity to have this adorable couple from Australia walk into my open house, and they fell in love with this house, and they really wanted it. But right now out in California, we are dealing with multiple offers and multiple bidding, and literally things bidding up over $100,000, the asking price. And so I said to this lovely couple, he turned out to be a cameraman, so I said to him, I said, why don't you guys, you know, make a video for the sellers? And I'm thinking they're just going to take their iPhone or whatever and just do a little video for me. Well, he put together this most amazing video about how much they love the house and desired the house. And their offer, actually, I'm going to tell you, was below our highest offer. We got six or seven offers on the property, and their offer was actually below what the highest offer was. But the sellers chose them, and they chose them partially because of this amazing video. Because I'm always trying to find new ways and avenues to get my buyers into the house. And now it's like it's one tactic I am using now with my other buyers to get into homes and not be outbid by property because it just showed them off so well. So video and stuff like that is very big, and it was just a cute little story there. Actually, they closed escrow, and they're in the house now. So
that's great. Well, it's funny that you talk about that because we actually used video to sell my condo.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and how many years ago was that? That was amazing.
Right.
Yeah,
so
and that was
that? I just think that's so unique.
Yes, well, that's what I love to use, any of that avenue for media, and we were blessed there in that instance, Nicole, where that TV show itself, you know, came into your property and actually, you know, without any cost to you, right, redid and beautified your unit, which is amazing because, you know, even though it wasn't a huge whole remodel, it helped improve the value of your property. You know, I mean, that's the whole seller side of it, not even talking about the buyers. Excuse me.
So can you talk, because this was a TV show for the, you know, audience that's listening to the show that does not know. Melissa was selling my condo, and we had interest from the TV show Stager Invasion that actually comes in and stages your home to sell it at a higher price. And they came in. I had three-story ceilings, and they came in, and they knew what to do with three-story ceilings, and they staged the house. And, you know, we did sell it, you know, using the TV show and the video. And but one of the things that we, you know, really looked at that point is how important staging is of the home. So could you talk about that for a moment?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people walk in right now, and just because of the market is so flexible, they're looking for things that are wrong in, you know, in the home. They're looking for ways to save a dollar. And tiny little things like paint and clutter and just the flow of furniture can change a person's feeling about when they walk into the property. And I actually offer that on all my listings. I actually offer a staging consultation now because it's gotten so popular, because you really have inventory so low and you really got to be neck and neck with the competition about what's going out there, because there's this whole other avenue of flippers and people redoing homes, and someone who owns their property themselves may not realize the value in a fresh coat of paint, which is very inexpensive to do, and placing furniture properly. And, I mean, and I know you saw the value. I mean, it was almost like night and day when you move around a little furniture and you clear away a couple boxes and some personal photos and things. Right, Nicole? Like, how was it for
Absolutely.
You? How was the experience for
I
you?
Mean, it was an incredible experience, because the things that they were saying, that if you have a famous piece of art, like I had the very expensive fresco, which was a museum piece, and people would come into my house and they would just stop and look at this fresco. And when they came in, they said, if you have a piece of art, if you have something like that, the people remember the artwork. They don't remember the living
room.
They
don't remember the home.
You know,
exactly.
I had pictures of myself with a lot of celebrities, as you know, as I know, as you know, many celebrities. And they said, and people would go through the halls and they would remember the pictures of me with the celebrities, but they wouldn't remember the hall. They
right.
wouldn't remember the house. They would just remember the things I had in the house.
Yep, those personal items. Even though you love them dearly, you really have to, I mean, you have to realize you're moving away from the property, you know, and it helps to actually start detaching. It helps to start packing up some of those memories in the boxes so you can really let go of the property. Because for a buyer, it's emotional, you know, for letting go of that property if you're not ready to move out and stuff. But it helps, that process of packing up some of those things. My theory is, you know, keep it simple, stupid. Right? Keep it clean, fresh, and simple when you're trying to sell your property. So, and that is so interesting, Nicole. You're absolutely right. They'll remember that photograph of you, you know, with John Bon Jovi or whoever. Oops, I'm dating myself a little bit there. But they'll remember like you with that rock star, but they may not remember your home. And so you got to remember, what are you really trying to sell? You know, you're not selling the photograph. You're selling your property. So it's very,
right.
very important.
And that was huge.
Yeah, and
I'll actually, if anybody
needs advice on that, yeah, contact me because it's very important right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's wonderful advice. Now, I have a question about the wants versus needs.
Yes.
So as a girl, you know, we want walk-in closets. We want huge bathtubs, you know. Bay windows, whatever that is. So, and you're moving in with a man who doesn't understand, you know, that you need a walk-in closet or that you want a double sink or that you need a laundry room that you actually could hang your clothes in or whatever it is. Just,
right.
So how do you work with couples that what they want is something different than what they need, and how do you make that work?
Right. Okay, well, this is like, I mean, buying a home, it's a very valuable lesson just in the relationship and in marriage, right? Because it's all about communication. If you can communicate with your spouse, then you have a great foundation in any aspect that you're going to come across. Because, you know, not even in buying a home and having a children and having, you know, your jobs and you know, you know, what if you come across financial problems and things like that? So the key is communicating. And I think, like I said, the very important thing is to come up with your list of wants versus needs. You know, you're going to want, as the woman, your walk-in closet or your jacuzzi tub. He may want his man cave or his place to put his pool table or a workstation in the garage, or some men are really big on, they want a big barbecue set up outside because they love to barbecue. So it's kind of like you got to come up with that list and agree upon how, you know, what's the most aspect of that list. And I think the very good thing to do would be, you know, make sure each one of you are happy in that. Like, what part of it can you give up, what part of it not? But it's so funny, man caves or the man room are very, very popular right now, actually. So, but you have to be willing to give and take a little bit. You know, women look at the kitchens and the bathrooms. Men look at the garage and the yards. So it is. It's give and take. And you know what? The key is communicating, being able to communicate. Very, very important.
Now that's
in every aspect of life, right?
Yes. And now what about financially? Is it better to buy a house before you're married and when you have separate identities, or is it better to be married and to combine finances and your name to be able to buy a house?
You know, in California, we have joint 50-50 regardless. So how you hold title, you have to actually look at that aspect state by state and you know, what is required and stuff. But here you are, you're united with, you know, your partner for hopefully life, right? I mean, this is a forever experience. And it should be an experience that the two of you enjoy together. And actually, history has shown now, because most women are now working or hold a part-time job, financially, you're going to look stronger as a couple. So from a financial standpoint, for the most part, it actually does you a lot of benefit to go in there. You're going to get a better loan. You can get a better rate. You know, each person's situation is different, of course, obviously. And that's why you do need to go talk to a lender. You can ask your lender those questions. Ask them, is it better if we, you know, combined our mortgage together or not? You know, and actually on tax purposes, it's probably better also. So, I mean, that's a hard question to answer because it is an individual thing, but usually two people are better than one, right? And financially nowadays, most women do work and they do help bring in the money for the finances nowadays.
That makes so much sense. And then, you know, I know for a lot of couples, they want to move really close to their parents. They want to be in the same neighborhood or the same block so the parents can help them with the kids or something, or so they can still go over there and eat. And other people want to move far away from their families.
Right, I know. Yeah,
and
not
so
everybody. That's
there,
right. That is so true. Well, you know,
so
and
do you have that
too,
where people say, I don't want to live in this neighborhood because...
You know, right. Well, you know what? I'm so lucky because I'm blessed out here. You know, I keep referring to California, but I know this is across the nation, is that I'm seeing more and more families living together, relatives, and we're very multicultural out here. So I see a lot of people looking for the in-law suite, actually, and looking for and keeping the families very, very close. I have one couple who's looking, you know, to live down the street from their parents. So it is actually, that would be on your wants and needs list, right? We need to be close to the in-laws or to my mom and dad so they can help us with the kids. A lot of people now, it's interesting, I'm seeing that whole roundabout of coming back to community. And with family life and with marriage, it's very important, coming back to community and your family and having everybody there, you know. And so any parents out there or grandparents out there listening, by the way, as I come back to the best gift to give newlyweds, the sooner you get them into the house, the sooner you're going to see those grandkids coming too, by the way. So I have a lot of people saying that, being like, yeah, our parents want to help us buy a house so they can have their grandkids sooner. So, but yeah, that family living is very important. It's actually nice to have. I wish I had my mom here from Virginia all the time to help with my kids.
I know that some people even buy a house that has a guest house so they could put their parents in the guest house, especially if they're getting elderly, instead of putting them in a retirement community or something where they could take care of them, but where they feel that they have their own space on the property.
Absolutely.
And I know that I've seen that.
Absolutely.
Right.
I have a lot of people looking for large lots. And we have a lot of 2-2s out here, two homes on one lot. That's the same thing. Or they're looking for a larger lot where they can build something onto it, too. You know, that's a whole other aspect, too, by the way. Building costs are at an all-time low. So a lot of people are trying to get into something. Maybe it's on a bigger lot. Maybe it's a smaller house, but on a bigger lot that they can build onto. And that goes back to another great financing aspect. There's a lot of home path financing for remodeling. You can get a loan like that also for a first-time home buyer too. That's a whole other aspect.
And what if you want to put a business like a recording studio, or you have a pottery business, or you want to put your business in your home too?
Right. Now, state by state, that's a whole other thing, you know, because I know we're talking nationally here. It depends on what your area actually allows. And whether it's a small business, a DBA, different things like that, I think some states things may even need to be permitted. It all depends on the business and how it's run and what is permitted in that area. So you have to look at restrictions state by state. You know, for example, actually, I live in an HOA, a homeowners association. They actually don't allow you to run a business out of your property. So if they find out, you can actually be, you know, fined or something if you're running a big business out of your home or something. Now, if you're teaching piano lessons, that's one thing. If you're running a whole internet mailing, you know, bookstore or something out of your garage, you know, that's going to be a red flag and stuff. But that, Nicole, that's a tough one because that is specific to your region and where you live of what they actually allow.
Okay.
Yeah, but that would be
great that people can find you and
ask
these questions. Yeah, sure. You know, and especially you've got the, you know, musicians that want the home studios, and certainly there are people now that, you know, are running businesses out of their home, like you're saying, you know, whether it be an internet business or something where they want to be able to have their kids and watch their children and then still run their business out of their house.
Right, absolutely. It's more and more important nowadays, too, you know. Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you a term that I've never understood. What is a reverse mortgage?
Okay, now reverse mortgages come in. That would be for our seniors out there. A reverse mortgage is actually a mortgage where you can take, and you know, excuse my mild terms because I'm not a lender. I'm a real estate agent. I'm not a lender, so you definitely have to go through a lender for something like this. But basically what it is you do a reverse mortgage where you can take money out on your property, and your property is actually paying you now. Does that make sense? You take up that equity. And
yes.
To be honest with you, in California, it's very, very hard to do because a lot of people are still underwater. Little by little, we're getting better. So you don't hear about it as much. You don't see it as much right now. But as equity starts to return to all of our homeowners that are in homes right now, it could become more and more popular. But it is a way, you know, if you own your home outright and you don't even have a mortgage, it's a way, especially with, you know, Social Security being cut and then you're retiring and you don't have the income and with the stock market and the economy where it is and you lost your nest egg, it's a good way to live off of your property. So, but I would talk to a lender about that to see. I think there's actually governmental programs for that, too.
That's great. Well, it's just good to know because I'm just saying that once you have a house, there's so much in the future you can do with it, whether you build your home, build your equity, build your credit.
Right, exactly. And listen, too, to all those, I know there's a lot of naysayers out there that don't realize it, but like I kind of started off, you know, the market has changed. And historically, we run on a 15 to 18 year cycle. And by that, Nicole, I mean, if you look historically, and you bought a home, let's say, 15 years ago, your home should be worth double of what you originally purchased it for. And if you stay in that property, like I tell you, it's an investment. It's wealth. You're bringing wealth into your life. And later on, hopefully you can, you know, pull off the equity or, like you said, do the reverse mortgage and stuff. It is growing your wealth. So right now, okay, we're kind of in the middle right now. We really have, I think our next cycle is actually somewhere between 2020, 2025. So we don't know yet. But historically, if you look at the benefit of real estate, it always turns around. You always end up on top in the end. You know, you can look up that cycle. It's actually very interesting if you study it.
Right.
For all our economists out there.
Go ahead. We lost Nicole for a moment. So
okay.
So that's okay. Carry on.
Oh, good. Excellent. I love that. I don't know what else to. Let's see.
Well, with people like on that reverse mortgage, you know, is it really that somebody's sort of like? Is it different than when somebody sort of? It's like when you're later in life and you've got your mortgage fully paid off, and then really what they're banking on is that they'll pay you monthly, but they own the house when you die or something like that?
Yeah, there's some negotiations there with a mortgage lender and who owns the property. So you are giving up some of your value in the property, I believe, but it's beneficial, and you can only get it if you're above retirement age, I think. I think there's an age cutoff.
Right.
You know, like I mentioned, I'm not an expert on that. I'm not a lender. I do know lenders who do offer programs like that. You know, I actually even believe there's a HUD assistance program out now that helps with that. But, yeah, you can actually, you know, you start getting a paycheck off of a home. And if you've owned that home for, you know, 30, 60, whatever, how many years, you have quite a bit of equity in that property. So, and you might as well use it, you know,
right.
Why not? You put all the money into the home paying a mortgage for so many years.
Right.
You know, it's actually a way to I guess, pay it forward in a way, if you want to call it that.
Well, in a way, you're sort of paying yourself back. Like, you know, you're really selling your house for monthly payments in a way at that point.
Exactly.
Not really. Like you're renting to own. Except you get to the benefit to you is you get to keep living in your home until you die.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Nicole's back. I can shut up.
Yay! Oh, it's always so nice to be back on the air. So, and I had a question too that you and I were talking about earlier about. So for someone like me, you know, I own my condo, I own my house, I meet somebody, I fall in love, I'm getting married. Now, what do I do with my property? What if people have their own individual properties? Do you help them sell the properties they have to get into a bigger house?
Right.
Do they have to sell
right.
the property that they have? Does it, like, you know, we talked about that on the show on Stager Invasion, that I was looking to sell the property I had before I put a down payment onto
right.
a new house,
right.
but then it's sort of a trick because then you don't have somewhere to live. So how does
right.
that work?
Exactly. Well, that's what's amazing. I actually love situations like that because it's an amazing opportunity on both ends of it. In, you know, owning that property, that home ownership right there, you know, there's a lot of value in that. And you can actually turn that property either into a rental property or you can decide to sell out that property and use that for a down payment and maybe buy something better than what you originally thought you could. And what I like to do is when I sit down, when somebody gives me that scenario, I sit down with them and I give them, you know, like, here's your benefit here if you do this, here's A, B, C, and D, and in here this is if you sell it and this is what you could buy or look into and stuff like that. And right now also is that, you know, I help with like movement or moving or transferring over if you need to rent something or different things like that. Because right now in particular, and this is relative to California, and I'm sure it's happening in other areas, is we have a very, very low inventory, which is what is driving up the market value in the first place. So I'm working with a lot of first-time home buyers whom are renting or maybe need to sell another property because they want to get into a bigger property. We're actually putting them, you know, they actually have found they need to sell their property first to get into the other property. So I help them get into a rental or something for a couple months until we find another property, because we don't have that wiggle room right now in terms of contingency. You know, a lot of times their offer is not going to be accepted. So it's a difficult situation, and that's why I can't even stress enough right now how important it is to work with a valuable real estate agent who can give you those options there. You know, I'm having another couple who's actually going to, they decided they're going to rent out their property. So we're going to find them something else. They're going to rent out their property, and they're going to make $300 or $400 more a month just off of that rental property too. So, but that's why you want to sit down with someone like me and go over all the numbers and all the options and make an educated choice. You know, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to offer you the knowledge, and you come back to me and you say, hey, Melissa, this is what I want to do, or this looks good, you know, and it's up to you to make that decision. Everybody has their own individual wishes and desires and stuff, but I just try and give people the knowledge and the opportunity of what they can actually do. So, and it's pretty neat. Like I said, I like to say when people ask me what I do, I say I make people wealthy, because basically that's what real estate can do for you.
What a great line, that I make people wealthy.
Yeah.
And you really do. I mean, and I've not seen, you know, I've been, you know, all different states and worked with all different people at all different, you know, walks of life, from, you know, the multi-billionaires to people that are just starting out. And so I've had the opportunity to meet many people in the real estate market, but I don't know anybody that does what you do. Like you're saying, you know, help somebody find a rental property until they can get into their house, sit down and find, you know,
right,
do the blueprint of their life, figure
yeah.
out how to make them wealthy. I mean, you really are all-encompassing of helping people fulfill their dreams.
Yeah. I love the people I work with. You know, we become friends. It's more on a personal level, because here's the thing. I was there once too. You know, I was a first-time home buyer. So I remember that experience and stuff, and what an amazing experience it was. And my first home got me into my second home, which was, you know, turned out to be a bigger home than I ever imagined I could ever be in. So it's an amazing experience. And for me, like, I can't sleep at night if I'm putting somebody into a property in what I would call house poor. And this is actually another, I'm glad this just came to my mind, another very important aspect for newlyweds and first-time home buyers. You don't want to be house poor. And that's why I come back to my first aspect of what the most important thing is get your finances in order. You know, don't go out and look at that property that you're never, ever going to be able to get into, because you're going to fall in love with it and then find out you can't afford it. And especially as newlyweds, you have a lot of things. That first year is very, very difficult as a newlywed. And there's a lot of transition, and it's learning how to live together if you haven't, and finances, and you have a car payment, and you have to buy groceries and then entertainment, like things like that. And so by saying house poor, you don't want to be house poor. You know, sure, it might be fun every night sitting on the couch and watching TV, but after a while that's going to get old. If you don't have the money because you're strapped to your mortgage, you don't want to be that way. So just make sure your finances, number one aspect to keep in mind when you're looking for a home. That's across the board, whether you're newlywed or not, right?
Yes, no, absolutely.
An ABC right there. Yeah.
Such great advice. And now people that are wanting to have children, or people that, in today's world, a lot of people are marrying somebody that has children. And a lot of times you have children going back and forth. You know, people are divorced, and so the kids are there half the week or whatever. And so do you help people as far as, is the house in the right school district? Is it close to a park? Is it, you know, if you do marriage law and stuff, do you help with all of that when you're helping people find their house?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, certain things, you know, like Megan's Law things, I just refer them, you know, you need to do, as a buyer, you have to do your own research. You know, don't just take my word for it. I'll refer you out there. Do, you know, the internet is such an amazing tool nowadays with the information you can find on it. But specifically, like for school district, that's actually one of my number one requests, especially out here in California, because, you know, we do have some areas that you don't have not so great schools. I just had this wonderful family to work with that I finally got them into the school district they wanted to. And we bid on probably 10 houses in the area. And I was literally going, it's very restrictive. I think there were about 500 homes. And I was literally going door knocking home to home, asking people if they were willing to sell their home for this family, because they're dear friends of mine. And but that's the kind of extra thing that I like to do. But I was trying to create a listing for them or find them a home themselves, because that school district was so important to them. So absolutely, that is something I help with. And there are some amazing areas out here in California, but I know other states, you know, they have their specific, what do they say, location. And one of the top location requirements is school. You know, it's very, very big, you know, and especially for newlyweds, newly couples. I think I had somebody mention that, shoot me an email that day that says, that's what I would tell people, that's my number one requirement would be schools. You know, because sure, you might be paying $10,000 to $20,000 more for the property, but also you could be paying $10,000 to $20,000 a year to send your child to a private school if you're in a bad school district. So you have to take that into consideration. And actually, out here in California, I'm sorry, our private schools are like $22,000. It's a little bit more. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive out here. But
and if you have more than one child, that really adds up.
If you have, forget it. If you have more than one child, you're taking out a second. You're taking out a school fund just for that. You know, so it is very important. Location. Yeah.
And then, do you know areas that are being developed, so you'll know if an area is, you know, being revitalized or whatever and coming back to life, or if there's something that's going to be built in a short time, a mall or something in that area that would enhance the property? Are you aware of what's happening in particular areas as people are buying their homes?
You know, it's interesting. It used to be able to, you used to be able to search those things. You know, when the economy got bad, it was kind of hard because everybody stopped, you know, building, refurbishing, and all that good stuff because, of course, as everybody, builders and owners didn't want to put money into certain locations. So we kind of had this big setback. But here's the rule of thumb. If you start seeing construction, you start seeing things happen, you start seeing the trucks coming in and the workers and stuff like that, that's a good sign. Like, you always want to see when you're looking in an area, you know, if you start seeing the building and things like that, that's a good sign. That's the type of area that you actually want to move into, because it means they're putting money into that area. It's basically, a lot of it is, Nicole, it's driving around and looking out your areas. Check them out. See where you see things. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to live near construction. I don't want to. But you know what? They're making that area better for you. You know, they're building a park, or they're building a beautiful new shopping center, or they're repaving the streets. Things like that you want to keep an eye out for, because that's actually a plus for you as a homeowner. You know, deal with the construction for a little bit, because the return could be twofold for you. So, yeah. Sometimes it is hard to find out, though. So the city, you can try and look up permits and different things like that. It's hard to find out what exactly they have planned. Neighborhood councils, chamber of commerce, things like that can help sometimes. You know, be involved with your area that you want to live in, too. I would suggest that. Every area should have a city neighborhood council or a chamber of commerce.
That's wonderful. Wow. That's great information. And now I have a really pressing question. So a lot of times people go to buy a house, and they'll drive around the area, like you say, and they'll see an open house, and they go into a place, they pull over, and they try to find a spot to park, and there's someone kind of sitting in a chair in front of a bowl of chocolate that says, here, fill this out. They don't even get up. Should someone have their own realtor, and how does that work, and why should somebody have their own realtor to work with someone like you instead of just go around and popping into places?
Right, exactly. That is just, you know, I have to say that is kind of one of my pet peeves, and I don't want to sound awful, because there are agents who have been known to steal clients, I guess. And listen, all agents, we work on commission. You know, it's a tough job. It's not that easy. And it has happened to me a lot of times where one of my clients will walk in and they'll call me up later and they said, oh, my gosh, Melissa, I went into this awesome open house, this amazing house. We fell in love with it, and the agent is writing us up the offer. And I'm like, wait a minute, you guys. You know, did you tell them you were working with a real estate agent? And that's actually very, very important, because if you tell the agent there at an open house that you're working with a real estate agent, you know, technically they're not actually, you know, supposed to take over that client, and they're supposed to refer you back to the agent. And here's why that's so important, to work with your own agent. You know, California out here, we call it dual agency. And I actually personally, I don't like doing it. Because you are, when I take on a contract as a real estate agent for my listing, I have a fiduciary obligation to that seller. So if I also bring in the buyer at the same time, how can I also have a fiduciary obligation to that buyer? Like, how am I going to get that buyer, in honesty, the best deal? And I don't know, certainly, if you actually can do that, because you're representing both sides of the deal now, and it's a disservice to your seller, who you first took the listing from, but also it's a disservice to your buyer. So I would tell anybody this who's thinking about doing that, or do they think they get a better deal on the property because of that, you know, really you're not, because that other real estate agent is probably going to collect a larger commission. You know, you're doing that agent, the selling agent, a favor. You're really not doing yourself a favor. And you also don't have somebody working for you in your best interest. You know, and in negotiations and with multiple bidding and with contingency removals and appraisals right now, like, everything is questionable right now. And so it's not in your best interest to go with the agent that might be selling that property. So I highly discourage it. I know people do it, and if it behooves you, you know, I feel like everybody has their own choice. But I highly recommend people who are going in to buy a property to have their own agent. It's very, very important. And have a good agent. Have an agent who knows what they're doing, you know, and that's why I brought up the fact before. If you have an agent who has never asked you about your financials and didn't tell you to go get pre-approved and just started taking you out to see property, that's either a new agent who doesn't know what they're doing, or that's an agent who doesn't care about your financial situation to put you into a property. You know, you want to be with an agent who cares. You want to be with an agent who's not going to make you house poor. You want to be with an agent who is going to give you that knowledge and go that extra step to get you into a property that you can actually afford, because that's what happened before. You know, nobody cared with and why the big bubble burst, nobody cared about that property, and that's why we've been struggling for so many years. They didn't care about the homeowner anymore, you know. So I would just tell you, find an agent that cares, and that'll get you into the right property.
Well, I certainly know that you care, and I so appreciate all the work that you have done for me, and I so highly recommend you to everybody that's listening to this show right now, because I know, like you said, you went in this neighborhood and you knocked on every door and asked if they wanted to sell their house just to get these people into the school district. I know you go that 110%. I know you go out of your way to make sure that people are in the house of their dreams and something they absolutely love, and that they, the fairy tale, you know, can come true there. And I know, like you said, you have sleepless nights if you can't do that for people, that you do care. And that's what separates you from everybody else out there. And I love the fact that you can help people in other states as well that are listening to this show. And so
absolutely.
I know that.
And they call me.
Yeah, so as the website, you know, we have, which we're so excited about, is launching this month, then you will also be on our site as well, right? And so if people for the bridal registry for buying their house as a wedding gift, they will be able to find you there, and you'll be able to help them work that out, how we can certainly make that the best wedding present ever, which is the gift of home ownership. And what did you say? You give people their wealth as a wedding present?
Gonna
you
make
them
you wealthy.
Make them wealthy for their, I mean, what a the best gift in the world to make a couple wealthy and to give them a future in which they can unfold and, you know, all the way, like we talk about reverse mortgages, all the way until they're retiring and the house starts working for them. But where you said, you know, you bought one house and that put you into a second house larger than you ever thought you could afford, or a house in which, you know, people are going to be so excited because a house that now you can have children in and that you love and that you could find love in. And so for all of those things. And so once again, just let us know, how can we find you? How can everybody on this call find you?
Yes, well, you can either email me directly, which is my first name, Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, with a dot in the middle, Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O, at sbcglobal.net. My website is www.porterranchhomes.net. That's the one of the areas I specialize out here in California. My Facebook is Melissa C. Real Estate. I also have a YouTube channel, which is Centeno Realtor. And I Twitter, but I'll admit I'm not so great at Twitter. That's also Centeno Realtor. So you can find me at all those places and stuff. But I actually have a whole team of buyer agents now working with me. I do a mentor program. So if I'm not available, I will find you someone available. And especially, you know, for the people who don't live in California that are listening in on the show or hear this show, Keller Williams is the number one national real estate agency, and I will find you someone in your state that will give you the attention you need, because it's very important now, very, very important for home buyers.
What a gift you are. And I have a question. You were in the music business. You worked on The Tonight Show. You worked with all these famous musicians, and you walked away to give people their dream. You walked away to, like you said, give people wealth. And so what is it about being a realtor, what is it about putting people into their dream homes that you love?
You know, it's building people's wealth. It's home ownership, and I think I love to help people. And a home is like, it's the foundation. A home is built on foundation. It's built on cement and concrete. But that foundation is what you're building your life on. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like a home is the foundation to everything in your life, to family, to children, to your, you know, your career. It really can represent everything in your life. Is your home. It gives you some place to go back to, right?
Absolutely. I so love that you think that the guys want barbecues and garages and man caves. See,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
I haven't had that opportunity to buy a house with a man yet, but now
right.
that I'm on this bridal show, now I'm going to be thinking, oh, guys want man caves and barbecues.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
I'm still on a jacuzzi tub in the walk-in closet bar.
Right.
And the women want the glamorous kitchens. Well, now, some men do like a nice kitchen. There are a lot of men who are cooking nowadays. So bravo to them who are those cooking men out there. But the kitchens and stuff, I mean, that's big for a woman in cooking and providing for her food and cooking, you know, meals for, you know, the family and stuff like that. But, yeah, the walk-in closet and the jacuzzi tub. That's what I need, or that's what I wanted, yeah. That's what I got, right?
And I know in our snow states, we have people that need garages because of their cars need to be housed in garages, and it's
right.
always a really big deal. And coming from the East Coast, I know how big the garage was and how important that is to so many people. So,
right.
it's, you know, it's amazing as couples are getting married and they're stepping on this pathway. And even when you think about little kids, and little kids do drawings of their families, and, I mean, we see it, what, millions and millions and millions of times through the years. Every time that you see a drawing, even if you're in a restaurant and they put up little kids' drawings or you're in a school, and little kids, when they draw their family, usually draw their house.
They put the house.
And
they're,
so it's not just a mommy and a daddy and a dog. They actually, kids draw their house when you tell them to draw their family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it is. It's the foundation right there. You know, literally, it's built on a foundation, but it's the foundation for your family, you know, in all aspects. And, you know, family togetherness, but family wealth, you know, and how you're going to be together. So
I always think about the Wizard of Oz, you know, when she clicks her little heels and says, there's no place like home.
No place
there's
like
no
home.
No place like home.
I
there's
know.
No place like home. And it's something that, you know, we all know that line, And we all have that feeling in that place. And it's not just, you know, when we're not feeling well that we say, oh, gosh, I wish my mom was here to make me soup or whatever. But that there's something about being home. And even, you know, getting home. And, you know, I travel all the time. And I know that as soon as I pull into my driveway, there's just such a sigh. Oh, I'm home.
Right.
You know, as wonderful
right.
as it is to be everywhere, just to have that place to come home to and to say, this is my home and this is where my energy lives and where my light lives and where my joy lives and where I could be the most me that I ever can be in this place and space. And the fact that you, you know, put people in their home. And so, you know, we talk about that at the end of every show. I always ask people, like I asked Deirdre Haid, what is marriage? What is a vow? And we talk about what is harmony and what is the vibration of love. And so for you, you know, I'm going to ask you, what does the word home mean to you?
Yeah, well, you know what? A home is love. It is the foundation, especially for a newlywed couple, but just in life, to anything that you represent as a couple. You know, like I said before, literally it is built on a foundation of concrete and cement. So if your relationship and your love is built on that, it's the same thing, and it will bring in, a home will bring in love. It'll bring in your family where you experience love and happiness and think about Christmases and birthdays and anniversaries. And also home ultimately is wealth. You are building your wealth as you grow in life. So it actually represents that word home. And like you said, it's a comforting place. It is, it's home. There's no other way to describe it.
I love that. And so some last-minute advice, just a last key for people. So the guy says, will you marry me? The girl says, yes, and there's a big dance and celebration or whatever. And so now what? What's the advice on the house? Go looking, decide, make that decision, let people know that that's what you want as a wedding present. What's the key? What's that little tidbit of advice?
The key, well, as you're going through the process of, you know, your wedding and everything, I think a very important aspect of it would be ask people to gift you money to purchase property, you know, and also, you know, maybe be conservative on the big wedding or the big honeymoon. You know, I'm not saying don't do it. Definitely do it because, you know, that's your experience there, that wedding experience. Don't let people take that away from you. But also consider, you know, leave enough room to be able to do both things, to purchase that property, because you are purchasing wealth and you're purchasing your future. And the second aspect would be is if you can have someone that gifted as a gift through your wedding, that'll be your finances. Get your finances in order. That's the number one aspect. You know, don't go start looking for a home like a kid in the candy store with no money and you want, you know, the big candy bar that you can't afford. Don't fall in love with that until you know what you can afford. That's very important.
Oh, well, it was such great advice today. And I love the bubble gum, and I love that it could be the most delicious
yes,
piece of bubble gum in the world. And I love that you care so much for your people, that you're up nights and knocking on doors and helping people in other states, not just in your own backyard, and treating everybody as if they're your family and your friends. And I know I've been so blessed and so lucky that, you know, you work with me, and
yeah.
You know, you certainly have just an amazing job for me. So I, you know, tell everybody that's listening to the show right now to find you, to step on the pathway to wealth, and truly, you know, find your dream house with Melissa and live that happily ever after and have people gift you wealth on your wedding. So, Melissa, thank you so
yes.
much for joining us.
Thank you, Nicole, so much. And we got to – wait, when are we selling something else for you? Let's get this.
Yes.
You were amazing to work with, too. Let's let's do that again because you are
absolutely.
Just amazing. Like I said, I love all my clients, but definitely at the top of my list there, Nicole. You're a joy to work with. You're just a joy to be around.
You. Thank you so much. Well, I adore you, and thank you for being on the show. We will do that
thank
very
you.
Soon. I see a new house in my future, and I'll keep the audience posted.
That sounds good.
All right, Melissa. Thank you again. So, Melissa Santana, Keller Williams, find her, find your dream. And thank you so much for being with us. So we have some great episodes coming up. We have the Goddess Whisperer. We have the Mojo Queen, and we have the 8 keys in a relationship to make a relationship work. So stay tuned. Have a wonderful week. And thank you so much for joining us today on Hourglass Bride. This is Nicole Brandon saying, wishing you all that your dreams come true.